American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field to table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, every once in a while, a president says something that doesn't just land, but resonates. Oh. It doesn't just echo,
okay,
but it transforms.
Like Ronald Reagan saying, liberty is not handed down in the bloodstream.
Absolutely.
It must be fought for and defended by each generation and passed on to the next so that they can do the same.
And I believe that's exactly what happened when President Trump stood before the national Christmas tree, the White House glowing behind him in that iconic holiday splendor, and he declared this, and I quote, "With the birth of Jesus, human history turned from night to day. His word and his example call us to love one another, to serve one another, to honor the sacred truth that every child is specially made in the image of God." Now, I want you to pause and just digest what that means, because this was not the standard, scripted, sanitized, consultant-approved holiday line. Not that President Trump would ever deliver a speech like that. But I believe this was a nonpartisan message. It was universal. It was unifying. And I think that is, for the first time in a long time, I think you have President Trump standing up, calling a nation to be grounded in a timeless truth.
Okay, you say it's nonpartisan, and yet I have a feeling it was received in a partisan spirit. Because one, you didn't see this reported widely on the media. Big media certainly wasn't covering it. You might see it in corners of Truth Social or on Twitter or on, you know, Breitbart or something like that. But you're not going to see it on ABC, CBS, NBC, MS Now, CNN. It just wasn't there. Secondly, only 37% of Democrats consider themselves to be Christians. So if you're saying that the birth of Jesus is when the world went from darkness to light, 63% of Democrats are going to be like, no, it didn't. 63% of Democrats, the vast majority of Democrats, will disagree with that statement.
Okay, fair enough. But it was a hopeful message.
I agree with that.
It was an aspirational message.
And it was one that was not unusual for presidents to say before Bill Clinton. I mean, it wasn't unusual for presidents from George Washington through Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Teddy Roosevelt, even Franklin Roosevelt. It wasn't unusual for them to say Christ is King.
But I also think, you know, and I'll ask the question, you know, I think President Trump is trying, I know some folks will say, oh, no, he's not, trying to lower the temperature. Because I think Americans are fatigued at all of the backstabbing and the just all of the nastiness, all of the partisanship. Basically, you know, just all of, no one is working together.
But you realize Democrats will accuse Donald Trump of being the nastiest voice in the room. I agree that Donald Trump saw an opportunity to take the high road, and he took it. And I also think that this Donald Trump, as opposed to Trump 45, I think Trump 47 actually has a little bit more of a closer relationship with Jesus than Trump 45 did. I think Trump 47 recognizes more that he needs Jesus than Trump 45 did. So I think he took this opportunity and said, I can take the high road here. I can say something that I can say something that Erica Kirk would be proud of me for saying. I can say something that Charlie Kirk would be proud of me for saying in this moment. I think that has weighed on him. But again, the left is going to say, well, Donald Trump is the worst, the meanest, the most vile, the most vulgar voice in the room.
Yeah, but and I think you're right, and I think the media would probably say,
what's
the angle here? What's he trying to get out of this?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they judge him by their own playbook, which is cynicism, right? I mean, that's who they are. And I think Trump talking about, here he is at the National Christmas Tree Lighting, and he's talking about the birth of Jesus, about how human history turned from night to day.
Yeah.
And then he went on to talk about loving one another, serving one another, and honoring the truth that every child is made in the image of God. You know, that was more than just a Christmas message.
That was a Christian message.
I think it is a reminder. Yes, I agree with that. But I think it's a reminder that America, this messy, beautiful, extraordinary place that we call home, still shares something deeper than politics. And I think that's the part the media doesn't understand. Here you have Trump saying something spiritual, something uplifting, something about unity. And of course, the cynicism breaks in, and he won't get widely covered for those remarks.
He won't. And that's where I think some of this also breaks down, is that You talked about some inspirational speeches from presidents of the past. We referenced Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy. We have at the top of our show, we're going to the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. Teddy Roosevelt, walk softly and carry a big stick. These are, you know, iconic lines. Abraham Lincoln, I'm not so concerned as to whether God's on our side, but as to whether we're on God's side. Although it's not quite proven that Lincoln said that, but still it's an iconic line. But those got widely reported. This, again, not widely reported. So for historians, for one, the public didn't hear it. And two, historians, they're going to have to go digging deep to find it for future generations to see it and reflect back on it.
But see, America at its core is not united by geography or ethnicity or class. It is united by ideas.
We were the first nation founded on an idea.
And those ideas are mainly rooted in the belief that life has meaning, that people have dignity, that freedom has purpose. And those aren't Republican ideas. Those aren't Democrat ideas. They're American ideals.
Yes.
And when Trump said every child is made in the image of God, he wasn't dividing. He was doing the opposite. He was invoking the one truth that if we had any sense left in our political bloodstream, would instantly remind us that the person across from us, even if we disagree, is not the enemy. And I think that is how you bring a country together. Not by pretending differences don't exist, but by reminding people that we all share something higher than those differences. This is what leadership looks like. Not pandering, not slicing the electorate into categories as the Democrats do, but a president speaking to Americans as an American.
I love that he's doing that. I think this is a great statement for him to say. Again, I just wish it had been received by folks on the other side. I wish the left had gone, you know what? He's right. We shouldn't continue to call Donald Trump Hitler.
But people are exhausted.
Because we're supposed to love our enemies.
People are exhausted. The country is exhausted from all the shouting and the scandals and the 24-hour doom cycle. You know, and in the middle of all this exhaustion, what does Trump do? He brings the conversation back to love, back to service, back to human dignity, back to a shared purpose. And I know that a lot of folks say, oh, he's faking it. That guy, he's a rotten you know what.
Well, then at least reward his good behavior. If you don't like his bad behavior, at least reward his good behavior if you want to see more of that. Let's get the top three things you need to know for tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court announced they will hear a challenge to President Trump's executive order denying birthright citizenship for children of illegal aliens. The president issued an executive order on the second day of his second administration, reversing the federal government's interpretation of birthright citizenship. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. The president has argued that people who aren't U.S. citizens don't meet the subject to jurisdiction clause. However, several lawsuits were filed against the executive order all across the country. Supreme Court has already heard some appeals in those cases, ruling in favor of President Trump, but only to shut down lower courts' tendencies to issue nationwide injunctions off single-person cases.
You know, we can talk about this a little later on in the show, but the citizenship clause plainly makes it clear that birthright citizenship is unconstitutional.
Second thing you need to know for tomorrow, a federal grand jury refused to indict New York Attorney General Letitia James for mortgage fraud this week. James had been indicted previously for falsely claiming on mortgage documents that a house she was buying in Virginia would be her primary residence and that she would not be using the property as a rental home. Instead, the house has been used by several members of James's family, including a niece who was considered a fugitive from North Carolina. But that first case was thrown out of court when a judge ruled the federal prosecutor who brought the case was not appointed correctly to her position. So the DOJ brought the case back before a grand jury seeking a new indictment on the same case and failed to get those charges passed.
Look, the truth of the matter is, as much as I would like to say otherwise, no one but Letitia James would have been brought on these charges.
Well, except Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and some other folks like that. Third thing you need to know for a while, Netflix is buying Warner Brothers Discovery. The online streaming platform is offering to buy Warner Brothers for $72 billion. The deal would give Netflix rights to HBO, HBO Max, DC Comics, DC Studios, Harry Potter films, Warner Brother cartoons, including Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Warner's extensive catalog of films and television shows, including classics like Casablanca. Netflix outbid rivals Paramount and Comcast. Netflix CEO Greg Peters said during an online webinar, it's going to mean more options for consumers. It's going to mean more opportunities for creators, more value for our shareholders.
You know, if they make Bugs Bunny woke,
yeah.
I mean, that's where you just draw the line.
You know, they kind of did with the Animaniacs. They did a reboot of the Animaniacs. They were woke.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
All right, so if this information is correct, and I really don't have any reason to believe otherwise, but Assistant Attorney General for the United States, Harmeet Dhillon, revealed, and this is the kind of thing that the media used to care about, by the way, when journalism still had red blood in its veins. But Harmeet Dhillon has revealed, after only reviewing 47 million voter registration records.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Do you know how many people voted in 2020?
Out of those 47 million?
No, I'm saying overall throughout the country. You're talking about 170 million
folks. Yeah, yeah.
So they made it through about a third of the voter registration records.
Okay.
Not the whole country, not even half the states. They found 260,000 dead voters that are still on the state voting records.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Thousands. They found thousands of non-citizens registered to vote in federal elections.
Yeah.
And so there are 15 lawsuits currently against 14 states because those states are refusing to hand over voter registration data. Now let's pause right there.
Yep.
You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist. You don't have to be a cyber expert. You don't even have to be a lawyer. If you have even a shred of common sense, you look at these numbers and you realize there is no way, zero chance, that a system with all those problems was the most secure election in American history in 2020.
Right.
Not a chance.
There's no way. There's no chance. There's no hope that that was the most secure election in American history. And I think that that's part of the plan. There's the states that are refusing to hand over their voter registration rolls, they're Democrat-run states. Now, why?
Why would a state? Right, exactly. Go ahead.
Would any state want to have people on the rolls who shouldn't be allowed to vote? Or you have the names of people on the voter rolls who have already passed away. Why would you want a system that allows, not just allows, but facilitates voter fraud? Why would you want that?
But when you are refusing transparency.
Yeah.
By releasing this data, you're holding on to this data. You're not wanting to release this to the federal government. I'm just going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, it's because you've got something to hide.
Yeah, or at least in this case, 13 out of 14 times.
There are states suing the Department of Justice to avoid proving that their voter registration system is accurate.
Right.
Or not fraudulent otherwise.
Because they're not concerned with not having fraud. Fraud becomes a feature, not a bug.
And then it disenfranchises voters everywhere.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, I've noticed people don't do obituaries anymore. Why not?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas. Mama, Mama, Mama told me not to come.
She said, and joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. You know, obituaries used to be one of the biggest ways that newspapers made money. They made money off of obituaries. They made money off of classified ads. When the internet came around, that income stream kind of went away. People stopped paying for obituaries and they stopped paying for classified ads. They'd go on Craigslist or something else like that. But I don't know if there's been an online version of obituaries like there was an online version of the classified ads with Craigslist and eBay and things like that. Am I missing something?
No, I'm noticing it too. We saw this woman, she had this TikTok and she talked about going to a funeral and she talked about how this family no longer, they didn't put an obituary, they didn't have a funeral. And she's like, what is this? What is this the new thing? I think it's the cost. Obituaries are expensive to put in the paper.
Right.
It's free to put it online.
Yes.
And it's also forever.
That's true.
And I think that's part of it. And funerals, there is a cost. I know that when my father died, we had a big gathering at a restaurant after because it was a huge funeral. We spent thousands of dollars feeding everybody, which we didn't have to, but it was a cost because we felt like we needed to. People came in from all over the country. So I think a lot of people feel like there's just so much cost involved with funerals that they would, and I know some people just don't want that and they ask, don't have a memorial service for me, just have me cremated and do your own little thing. But I feel like there is this kind of thing that's missing. There's like a final thing that you go through to pay your respects, mm-hmm. that you need that to kind of
say your goodbye. You're honoring the memory of somebody.
Honoring, yeah.
And you know, you're right. The obituary, we did our father-in-law. I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, it's expensive.
To put it in the paper. And you have that second thought of no one gets the paper anymore. You know, everyone gets their news online. Most everyone gets their news online. And, but this lady that was, she said, look, my husband's side is very fractured. She said, but this man that was in their family, he died. No obituary, and he was married for 50-something years to the same woman. He had children and grandchildren. He had a life. So to not, I mean, they're not going to have the funeral. Maybe it is the cost. But to not put something on social media, if that's your loved one, in obituary form, like you said, it's free. And that's how I find out, really, when people are losing their parents or a loved one, they post the obituary on Facebook.
On social media.
Yeah. On social media.
And Facebook more than others,
Yeah, and they Osborne Funeral Home, a lot of these funeral homes have this site where people can go on, you know, they give the obituary, and then there's a place for people to log on and say something about that loved one.
Leave comments,
and then you can get it in book form.
Oh, yeah.
So there's other ways that you can do that, but the idea of simply not doing an obituary. In fact, I will say, I said, Kevin, will you do my eulogy? Will you, you know, if I die? And he was like,
Terry literally has had 5 people ask her to do their eulogies when they die.
Well, she did an amazing job at your mother's funeral.
You did an amazing job.
Powerful.
But that's the problem. That's the thing. She's done a lot of successful funerals.
Right.
And people want successful funerals, as my grandmother would say. And she would do a great job. But people aren't doing funerals. She and I just went to a funeral last week. And one thing that drives me crazy is when my husband says, I hate funerals. I'm like, who likes funerals? You know, that's when you show up and you show somebody how you care about them. It's easy to go to weddings and have a good time, but showing up at a funeral.
Well, and this is a philosophy I have, is that funerals are not for the dead.
No.
Funerals are for the living.
Absolutely.
The dead, they're fine.
They're great.
They're up in heaven. Absolutely. You know, they're good. They don't
hurt
anymore.
Seeing you at our mother's funeral,
that's
6-hour drive. Like that was a full day.
If I cannot miss, I'm not going to miss a funeral or a wedding. I realize how important it is. But what I was saying earlier is I told Kevin, I was like, I'm going to do a video eulogy for myself because I know you're not going to write it. I'm going to have the fan blowing my hair. I'm going to talk to all the casserole women who are going to be at his beck and call the next week. Trying to feed him to find his love. And he goes, Terry, to write a eulogy or to even give a eulogy is one of the strongest things you can. He said, I don't think I'd be able to get it out. But what people don't understand is you don't have to get up there and give the eulogy. You can write it. So this woman that was complaining, all she had to do herself was write something about that loved one. Mm. Put it out there. You don't need permission from anybody.
And again, with social media, you don't necessarily have to pay for an obituary. Right. Mm-hmm. You can post it and your friends will share when they care about it. So, well, if you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, very easy to do. All you got to do is go online to americangroundradio.com/mamas and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettavo, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. You're going to want to hear it, so stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff-free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Now, I know this is going to be a shocker.
Yes.
But apparently in Minnesota, Democrats allegedly received tens of thousands of dollars in campaign cash from Somali scammers.
Okay. Where's the shocker part?
Well, I was being tongue-in-cheek there.
Oh, okay.
But see, here's the thing. That we're talking about Ilhan Omar.
Yes.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. All of these millions of dollars that were built from the American taxpayers were, it was disproportionately concentrated in Minnesota compared to the other 50 states.
Well, just in Minnesota itself, we're looking at about $1 billion in fraud in Medicare funds and other things like that, mostly from three main organizations, Feed Our Family being one of them. And a lot of that money didn't just stay in Minnesota. It went back to Somalia. And any money that goes into Somalia eventually filters into the coffers of Al-Shabaab, a terrorist organization that dominates Somalia.
So are these folks complicit? Are these Democrat lawmakers or elected officials in Minnesota, are they complicit in funding terrorist activities?
Tim Walz is, and I would say,
The Attorney General, Keith Ellison.
I would say that Keith Ellison is complicit as well.
Well, the New York Post is reporting that Keith Ellison
mm-hmm.
profited $53,000. I say profited. He received $53,000 in campaign contributions,
right,
from fraudsters who ripped off taxpayer cash meant to feed starving children.
Which means that some of those campaign contributions likely came from Minnesota taxpayers. This is that, and this is why I'm so opposed to any government giving money to non-governmental organizations, because you get this loop that goes on where the money goes into this non-governmental organization. The non-governmental organization then takes the money and gives it to a candidate who gets elected to office. That candidate then makes sure that we're getting money put back into that non-governmental organization. It's absolute corruption. It's absolute fraud, especially when the money that's supposed to be going into this is supposed to be feeding children, and instead it's funding terrorism. And we'll just give a little kickback here to Keith Ellison, call it a campaign donation. Yeah, he's complicit.
I mean, these fraudsters, they went so far as to fake the documentation that they were feeding 5,000 kids per day.
And they weren't feeding any.
No, they weren't, because this was all occurring in buildings that served zero meals. They had there wasn't a kitchen. There wasn't any kind of meal prep. There wasn't any food being delivered to these buildings.
All that was being delivered was bombs to terrorists in the Middle East.
One location, real quickly, one location claimed to feed 2,000 children, even though the building had a maximum occupancy of less than 100 people.
And somehow the geniuses in the government at Minnesota missed all that.
Yeah, they just kept writing the checks.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine. About
Did Donald Trump save the AI industry in America from being dominated by China already?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, it's a legitimate question. That's what the CEO of the largest AI company, one of the largest AI companies in the world, is claiming. Jensen Huang is the CEO of NVIDIA. Now, NVIDIA has been, you know, chip maker and all these other things. They're heavily involved in AI, and they're heavily involved in growing AI. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast this week, and he said Donald Trump saved AI. But it wasn't because Donald Trump was trying to save AI in particular. He was just trying to make America energy independent. Here's the quote. This is again from Huang. The fact that he came into office and the first thing that he did was drill, baby, drill. His point is, we need energy growth. Without energy growth, we can have no industrial growth. And that was it. Saved it. Saved the AI industry. I got to tell you flat out, if not for his pro-growth energy policy, we would not be able to build factories for AI.
And that's not a political statement. It wasn't partisan. It was physics.
Right.
It was the economics. It was the reality of it. Artificial intelligence consumes unbelievable amounts of power.
Not a little. Yeah, Goldman Sachs says AI energy use could increase by 160% by the end of this decade.
I mean,
more than double our energy output right now.
No, we're talking data centers drawing as much power as a mid-sized city.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And we've got hundreds of these data centers all over the country.
And you've got to have, in order for any of this to work, and again, I think it's a national security issue as well.
I agree.
Any of this to work, you've got to have massive, continuous, reliable, high-density power.
Now, one of the other things that Trump did was to cut new regulations in the AI industry before they could even take effect. You see, in the last week, Joe Biden was in office. His administration created the AI diffusion rule, and it was designed to limit where AI companies could operate, where they could sell their chips all around the world. They put this rule into effect within 72 hours of President Trump becoming president. That's kind of bold. NVIDIA immediately released a statement. This is even before President Trump was sworn in. They condemned this rule. They said this last-minute Biden administration policy would be a legacy that will be criticized by U.S. industry and the global community. We would encourage President Biden not to preempt incoming President Trump by enacting a policy that will only harm the U.S. economy, set America back, and play into the hands of U.S. adversaries. Well, 2 months after President Trump got into office and 3 months before this rule was going to go into effect, he killed it. Trump's America First policies They're helping out here.
No, you know what? I'm wondering, as you're talking about this, I think this may be the end of the Green New Deal folks or the activists, because all the folks that are saying ban oil and ban gas and ban pipelines, those are the same people that are demanding to some degree or benefiting from AI-powered everything, like AI in medicine, in government, in classrooms, in transportation, in your phone, at your bank, your refrigerator.
Think about it. So some of the people that were the biggest funders of the whole climate change hoax, Bill Gates, Larry Ellison. Bill Gates came out earlier this year and went, you know, global warming's not going to kill anybody.
See, I'm telling you, I think they're backing away from it because you can't have AI without massive, reliable, continuous power.
And the potential benefits for humanity from AI are staggering. So again, Huang was talking with Joe Rogan, and he was talking about one of the benefits is that AI is actually better at diagnosing cancer off of x-rays than radiologists are. That AI can spot things that radiologists, human eyes, miss. And one of the things he said about this is not only is AI helping to spot cancer earlier, but it's actually increasing the number of people who have jobs as radiologists, because what it does is it lowers the cost of doing the diagnostician for hospitals. They're able to be more effective with what they're doing. And because they're more effective, they've got more money to hire more radiologists to catch more cancer. This is how they're actually AI, you know, people saying AI is going to destroy jobs. And there are some jobs AI is going to destroy, but there's some other jobs that our AI is going to enhance simply because it allows people to do those jobs better.
Now, I don't know whether Trump intended to save AI.
That's because, the whole point, though.
Because
this.
It was always drill, baby, drill.
America first policies aren't just about helping one industry or another. It's about helping all of America. When you put common sense policies into place, like we should expand our ability to create our own energy, everyone benefits. And tech companies, which have been long supporters of the Democrat Party, are starting to realize that Trump and the Republicans are actually doing the things that make their businesses better.
Sounds like the tree huggers may be out of business.
May have to become Trump huggers.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Let's be honest, the healthcare system has become a maze of red tape and sky-high costs. That's why we want you to check out Altrua Health Share.
Altrua isn't insurance. It's a faith-based health-sharing community where members care for one another's medical needs. You get access to over a million providers nationwide, and you often save thousands of dollars every year.
Take back control of your healthcare. Visit altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for special savings when you join.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Your word alone might not be enough.
That's where iDetect from Global Data Fusion comes in. iDetect is the groundbreaking lie detection technology trusted by law enforcement, businesses.
iDetect can help prove your honesty when it matters most, whether it's workplace issues or clearing your name.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007 and ask about iDetect. Mention American Ground Radio for exclusive benefits.
Global Data Fusion, hiring, screening, and now proving your integrity.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over a million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Hey y'all, check out these fun events around the state this weekend. November 7th, Big Boys Main Street Cook-Off in Thibodaux. November 7th through November 9th, Berwick Lighthouse Festival and Holy Ghost Creole Festival in Opelousas. November 8th, Thibodeauville Fall Fest in Thibodaux and the second annual Blue Denim Night in Folsom. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer with Louis R. Avalone.
So Zohran Mamdani,
yes,
the mayor-elect of New York City,
right?
Once America's greatest city, I'm not quite sure if it will retain that.
It's still the largest, at least for a while.
But nevertheless, he has announced that when he is sworn into office, he will be ending the homeless encampment sweeps. So basically, police officers aren't able to move the homeless along.
Mm-hmm.
So if they build an encampment, for example,
just like
on Park Avenue.
Yeah, in Times Square.
You can't do anything about it.
Nah.
The mayor won't do anything about it, I should say.
Well, the mayor won't let the police officers do anything about it. And what was weird was he said, we're not going to have the police, you know, go on and tell these people, hey, camping's not allowed here. He says, our problem is we need to connect them with housing. Look, they're camping right outside houses. It's not like they don't know where houses are in New York City. There's houses everywhere in New York City. There's houses in Manhattan and Brooklyn and the Bronx and Queens and Staten Island. There's houses all over the place.
A lot of empty apartment buildings.
The problem isn't that they don't know where housing is. The problem is that they're high and they've got mental illness problems. That's the problem. And so if you don't force people to deal with those issues, they will remain homeless.
Well, under the current law, you cannot force individuals into a shelter. And the majority refuse services.
Okay.
So just because the mayor thinks he's going to send out these social service workers,
right,
and do this outreach, it doesn't mean that those individuals are going to say, sure, point me in the right direction.
Right.
Bring me to wherever there's a bed and a warm meal.
If they're already homeless, but they're not willing to give up their drugs to go into shelter, then simply saying, hey, you want to go to shelter? That's not going to do it. You've got to, that's part of why the law enforcement aspect of this is so important, because the police need to say, you cannot camp here. And if you do, we will arrest you. And if we arrest you for sleeping on the streets, the punishment is we're going to put you in a drug rehabilitation program and try and get you some help, because we don't want to make you comfortable in your poverty. We want to drive you out of it. And the longer you stay on drugs, the longer you're going to be stuck in poverty.
But every city that has stopped removing encampments,
it's failed.
Portland, Seattle, San Francisco saw
Los
explosions
Angeles.
In violent crime, in drug overdoses, in street fires, in human waste on the sidewalks.
And that is not fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah! Hey kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
Right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
By Jove, I think you've got it. And make sure you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com, and tell us what your score was this week.
I'm ready.
Giving out Advent calendars, Real American Ground Radio Advent calendars.
Oh,
this week.
Nice, yeah, nice. I like that idea. That's
all right.
Fake news.
Yeah, it is. Okay, this first one, the pipe bomb suspect is a white man. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Fake news.
That's fake news. Jake Tapper said it on CNN. Climate change is going to cost the global economy $38 trillion in the future. Real news, fake news, or really fake,
fake
news?
Fake news.
Yeah, that was an article in Nature magazine. It's widely quoted by big media, had to be retracted because the conclusions were bogus. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth issued a direct order to the Navy saying kill everybody during an attack on a drug boat back in September. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Fake news.
That is fake news. The mainstream news does a good job of presenting facts. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's fake news.
That's fake news. Barack Obama said that. President Trump won the first ever FIFA World Cup Peace Prize. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's real news. President Trump today was given the first ever FIFA Peace Prize.
I didn't even know there was one.
There was one. This is the first one ever. They gave it to him. As President Trump was receiving the first FIFA Peace Prize, Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer fell to the ground, grabbed his knee, rolled back and forth, and screamed for a foul. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Okay, that's really fake news.
That's really fake news right there.
Just made that one up.
President Trump renamed the Institute for Peace after himself. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
He might ought to. But no, that's really fake news. You just made that up too.
That's real news.
What?
He named it the Donald J. Trump United States Institute for Peace.
Well,
it's now
okay.
On the building.
All right.
All right. The British government's former anti-corruption minister was just convicted of corruption. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
Yeah. Tulip Siddiq. She was convicted in a Bangladesh court in absentia. X was fined $140 million for not censoring people enough in Europe. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news.
Isn't that crazy?
Warner Brothers announced they are remaking the movie Black Hawk Down, this time filming in Minneapolis. Real news, fake news, really fake
oh,
news?
Oh, that's really fake news.
That's really fake news. The Minnesota Vikings are changing their name to the Minnesota Pirates. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's really fake
that's
news.
That's really fake news there, too. And Donald Trump should be impeached for saying mean things about Somali immigrants. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's real news.
That's not real news. He shouldn't be impeached for
no,
saying
no, no, I
things.
Thought you said someone said that.
Well, Jim Acosta did say that.
Okay,
the headline
that's
was
real
that,
news.
No, the headline is Donald Trump should be impeached for saying mean things about Somali immigrants. You can't be impeached for saying mean things. But Jim Acosta said he should be. I just didn't say that Jim Acosta said it. Okay.
It's
last
still
one.
Real news.
All right. Last one. An MRI confirmed this week that President Donald Trump has incurable advanced stage patriotism. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
You know, that's really fake news, but yeah. But I think you should also accept real news.
You think that's real enough?
Well, absolutely.
I'm going to give you for the really fake news. The report didn't come out that you can't identify patriotism in the brain through an MRI.
Oh, I don't know. It could. Depends. I mean,
they haven't yet.
Maybe not yet. But
this
you know
is the
what?
Part it's, of the brain that controls patriotism.
But you know what? As What's Ronald that? Reagan said, it's not passed on in the bloodstream. So maybe you're right about that.
All right. Hey, you know, let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadios, and tell us how many points you got, and we'll send you your free advent calendar on the way.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
I mean, this is big. I mean, we're talking about, a constitutional earthquake of sorts, because the Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether President Donald Trump's push to end birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants and temporary visa holders is legal.
Yeah, we talked about that off the top of the top three, but yeah, I think this is a very big story, because I do think that the way the country's been interpreting that the 14th Amendment is not what the text of the 14th Amendment says.
No, absolutely not. The 14th Amendment does not require granting automatic citizenship to babies born to illegal immigrants or temporary visitors. President Trump has said it time and time again. What you're basically creating is birth tourism.
And that's what we have. They're actually in U.S. Samoa, which is U.S. territories out in the Pacific. There are more Chinese babies born in U.S. Samoa than there are American babies. Why? Birth tourism. Because those Chinese parents think their kids can become American citizens by being born in a U.S. territory out in the middle of the Pacific. And if they can get their kids to be U.S. citizens, then they can get to come into the U.S. through chain migration.
But the actual text says all persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So if your parents are here illegally, guess what?
You don't meet those criteria. You don't meet both of those things. The 14th Amendment was designed to make sure that slaves weren't considered not citizens. And so we got to say woe to all this.
Oh, wow! When I say woe, whoa!
At 3:32 in the afternoon of December 5th, 1933, the Utah State Legislature ratified a proposed constitutional amendment, the 21st Amendment, which repealed the 18th. It signaled the end of prohibition, the outlawing of alcohol in America. The 18th Amendment had been a spectacular failure. Not only did it not stop the flow of consumption of alcohol in this country, it created the rise of organized criminal syndicates that brought unprecedented violence to American cities from coast to coast. Utah's passing made the 18th Amendment a thing of the past, and by the night of December 5th, President Franklin Roosevelt gave a radio address announcing that prohibition was indeed over. Within hours, bars opened, champagne corks were popped, and people sang, "Happy days are here again."
And they were.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.